Welcome to this week's Monday Micro Money Tip, where we give you one tip every Monday in 5 minutes or less. And this week, Rebecca, what is our Monday Micro Money Tip?
This week, I want you to schedule regular money dates with your spouse. We highly recommend talking about money at least weekly.
Yeah, what I really like about scheduling the money date is it's an opportunity to know that the conversation is coming. That's one of the things that I think is best about scheduling the money date, because not everybody in the relationship is super excited to talk about money. And so if you spring up the conversation on them like, hey, let's talk about money right now, they're not going to really be into it. But by scheduling it, it gives them time to prepare to have that conversation.
Yeah, it also helps us rewire our brain, because usually when people talk about money, it's only when things are bad. And so when you say, I'm going to talk about money regularly, regardless of what's going on, then that helps anybody who does have anxiety about talking about the finances to kind of break that association of every time I talk about money, it's because things are going wrong. I'm going to be told what I can't do, and it's really restrictive, and it's always negative. So when you just say, we're going to talk about it weekly, no matter what, if it's just saying, okay, everything's going great or nothing to report, you know, that's still really helpful for someone who struggles with financial anxiety.
Totally. And what I really like about what you mentioned is that, you know, anything that we practice at, we get better. So the fact that it's a scheduled money date and you're going to have these on a regular occurrence means that the more that you do them, the better you're going to get at them.
Yeah.
So for someone who is a little anxious or maybe doesn't feel so comfortable talking about money, the more you show up, the more that you have these conversations, the easier it gets for you.
Yeah.
And so it actually will become more enjoyable over time. You'll have to work through the discomfort, but it's kind of a form of exposure therapy, essentially. It's like going and seeing the thing that you're afraid of and being brave enough to encounter that thing, and you'll become better at it over time.
Yeah. It also is very easy for folks to think that this is just so unnecessary, you know, that if there isn't anything to talk about, no news is good news, then why would we have to have a money date?
Yeah.
But I really want to call that out, because I think it is just so easy to think that's not necessary, it's not efficient, it's not a good use of time, et cetera. But that's really just not true. Sitting down just to look at the budget, just to review how are things going, is a great opportunity to discuss the plan for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
So even if you feel like everything's just going according to plan, why would we need to talk about that? That's just really helpful for, let's say, the spouse who maybe isn't as hands-on with the budget, to just have peace of mind, to know that they can move forward through the month without any special changes to the plan, right? So it's just a really great way to make sure that you're both on the same page, and you're really having the communication that's necessary to be successful.
Yeah, it's that transparency that we're all craving when it comes to our money, because money is involved with every aspect of the house, whether it's paying for the mortgage or buying that small thing at the convenience store on the way home from work. We use money all the time. So knowing how the money is being spent, looking at our plan, saying, this is what we thought we'd spend money on this month. How are we doing? Do we need to make adjustments? Or saying, hey, we need to shop the pantry this last week and make sure that we use up what we have at the house, because we've really already spent most of our grocery store budget. It's just very helpful to know what's going on, but also be on the same page about it.
Exactly. No, you actually just hit on the last point that I wanted to make, which is that these weekly meetings are how you get to brainstorm together on the ways that you're going to meet your goals and stay on track as a team. So
yeah.
Like you just said, you know, if you say, okay, we've already blown our restaurant budget, we've still got 2 weeks left in the month, what are we going to do? That's a we conversation. That's not just like you telling your spouse what needs to happen.
Yeah, they're not going to buy in.
They're not going to buy in. They're going to resent you. That's really just not a good thing for your relationship. So exactly right. This is an opportunity to sit down and say what's going well, what's not going well, and then brainstorm how you're going to handle it as a team. So that's this week's Monday Micro Money Tip. We hope you found this tip useful. If you did, send it to your spouse. And until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're Red Coaches.